Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Well, this morning, I want to continue in what we've been in on our series on the glory. And if you weren't here Wednesday night, you missed it. No, but if you weren't, you can go online and hear, or you can get a CD to drive, you know, when you're driving down the road, if you drive a long ways, to listen to some of these things. Because Wednesday night we talked about phased by his glory. And I look at, I'll go briefly over this before we go into our message today. But you know, when a person says, that didn't faze me, you know what I mean? It didn't bother me. I didn't give it another, that didn't faze me at all. Well, the title to the message Wednesday was phased by his glory. God gives us glory to his people in phases. Honestly, he's a wise father, because if he put too much on us, it could destroy us. You know, if the Lord blessed you beyond what he has prepared you for, that will be harmful to you as well. Amen. That's why so many people that play lottery and win the lottery don't have the lottery after a couple years, because they weren't prepared for that. Right? You have a lot of pro athletes who sign $1 million contracts, and in just a few years they're broke. And not all of them, and you know, pray for those that are, but you know, there's a molding, a shaping. So there are phases of glory. What God is going to do in your life, he takes you through phases. Amen. All right? That's why the word is out that something new is coming to you that requires you to rest. Whatever phase you are in, let me encourage you, find rest. Find that place of rest. Let me go over some of these just real briefly, because we looked into the life of Joseph and his journey from the dream to dominion. And the first phase, and we're going to look at another life today, but the first phase in Joseph's life was revelation, right? He had the dream. God revealed Joseph's future, and this is important for us to understand and embrace. God will reveal your future before he reveals the process. So don't let the devil trick you and say, this can't be happening for me. I don't have the education for that. Or I don't have the money. God will show you the vision before he gives you the money. Amen. Thank you, elder. Thank you for that real amen. All the rest of y'all, amen. He will reveal, he'll show you before you enter the process. See, there's always a process. So don't let the devil cause you to doubt if God has shown you something. First of all, if God has shown you something, let me tell you this, it's going to make you fearful. Amen. God's not going to show you pitching pennies on the corner. You understand what I mean? God's going to show you something that's bigger than you, that will require him. That's going to require something of you that you may not feel like you possess right now. If you did, why would you need him? So, revelation. Look at someone and tell them, don't fear revelation. Some people don't want to know, but you need to know. Because what you don't know can kill you, can hinder you, can block you. And what you need to know is not just for you anyway. It's for those generations that were up here dancing. Well, that little one, bless me so. She's looking at everybody and saying, oh, God, and shouldn't she go to clapping it? Get her a little step off. It is. It's not just for you. Jesus asked a question to his disciples. Which is greatest among you, he that sits at meat or he that serves? And they said, he that sits at meat. But he said, I'm among you as he that serves. He came not to be served, but to serve. That's what we must understand. What you're carrying is not just for you, but it's got to take you over. It's got to deal with you first. So Revelation, Joseph saw the sheaves and stuff bowing to him. He saw all of that. Now, Joseph was still young. Some say he was 17, maybe younger. So he didn't have it all together. He just knew to blurt it out, right? Every divine assignment begins with revelation. God revealing some divine assignment. Not just something you concocted, you know, after you ate pizza at midnight and went to sleep and had this dream. And all that was a pizza dream. No. Everything that God is doing comes from revelation. Now, that means something, that somewhere you God can do it any way, any kind of way he wants to, really. Whether you are following him or not, he can show you stuff. But usually it's birthed out of intimacy. When you're walking with God, God will show you things, show you of things to come. So it's important that we understand that every divine assignment begins with revelation. Before there is a manifestation, there must be a vision. You must see something. Don't be afraid to set goals. Set lofty goals. I would much rather shoot at the target and miss than not shoot at all and miss. Tell somebody, shoot for the stars. God ain't mad at you because you're shooting for the stars. The next thing was, Joseph received impartation. The dream had to be planted in his spirit. It was imparted to him. Then he had another dream. Then he made a mistake by telling his brothers the next dream. Right? An impartation is not just receiving information. Don't get that twisted. Impartation is not just you got information. You can go online, get all the information you want about anything. But impartation is receiving something divine, something God has said. Now, you can use all kind of AI equipment and apps and all that stuff, but don't mix that up with the divine. Hear God's voice. Know God's voice. Amen. So there was impartation. Then came conception. Conception is when revelation becomes personal. Now you're owning it. Now you're saying, okay, this is what my life consists of here. Joseph began to own. It became a personal conviction to him. Now, right? He became a carrier. When conception takes place, you become a carrier of destiny. Amen. You know, Sister Sherry was talking about covenant commitment class. And I like that word covenant because, you know, five years too, I think. The people that have been visiting 5 years or so, I don't know, that still haven't signed the covenant because they're not ready to commit. Well, see, that covenant means that you are going to give God your best. And in turn, God is a God of covenant. He's going to give you his best. But without covenant, God can bless you, but there's not inheritance. When people start to understand that, and it might not seem like a big deal to anybody, but this is how God operates, through covenant relationship. He reigns on the just and the unjust. He's going to bless the sinner, the drunk. He blesses everybody. You know, he reigns on everybody. But his covenant folk, something peculiar about them, something different about them. They're the chosen ones. And it's distinctly different. That's why there's covenant. It's like marriage. When you come into a marriage agreement or covenant, it's a covenant. You decide to forsake all others. You don't bring all others with you. Married with four girlfriends. Hold it. That ain't no covenant. Covenant is exclusive. God said, I'll have no other God beside me. Right? So that's important. And it takes commitment. It takes a dying to yourself. We know. It's in the book that I wrote. It's some of that of what we went, Pastor and I went through in God teaching us and establishing covenant. Real covenant, laying down your life. But see, what you must understand, when you die to yourself, that's when you come alive. Yes. Amen. Everybody, see, if you don't see that, if you don't understand that, you're going to always be afraid to die to yourself. Amen. And your aspirations and your ambitions is going to be about you and your abilities, your gifts. But when you die to that, yes, when you're willing to lay that aside, yeah, and put your efforts into someone else's.
Amen.
He said, he that seeks to save his life shall lose it. But he that loses his life for my sake, the same shall find it. But it's not going to be the same life. It's going to be a resurrected life. It's going to be a life full of his glory, full of his power, full of his grace, full of his favor. It's different. It's not, you're not limited to the humankind. It's an eternal life, an eternal seed. Amen. So you got to get past that. You got to get past fear. Fear of losing your life. Right? When we can get past that, yes, it's like the seed goes into the ground and it's dark. Amen. It's dark. It's like, man, did I mess up? Did I make a mistake? I shouldn't have done this. Yeah, it's going to be dark for a while. But you hadn't been, you're not buried, you're planted.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.